Greetings. Welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Bet. About to take a look at the sixth Mishnah of the second Perek. And this, set in opposition to the three Mishnayot that preceded it, is a Mishnah which lists items which are Asurim, but not Asurim Bahana'ah, only Ba'achila. These are all, of course, foodstuffs. And we're only going to look at the first three because those are the ones that are dealt with in our Gemara. If a non-Jew milks a cow and without Jewish supervision, that milk is asur. Bread and their oil. Rebbe and his beitin were released, as it were, shemen from the ban. And that's as far as we're going to go. Let's look into the Gemara. Chalav l'may nechush lam. What are we concerned with in the case of milk? Imishum echlufi, if we're concerned he's going to swap this milk for milk of a non-kosher animal, so tahor chiver, tamei arok. The color is evidently different when it's pig's milk or something else. They say it's sort of greenish. So we'd see. V'imishum eruvi, if you think he's going to mix some in, so nekum, just why don't we take it and try to curdle it? Damar chalav tahor omed, chalav tamein omed. Only kosher milk can be curdled. So that's a way to test it. So eat a kaboy lik vinachinami. You're right, if you're buying it for cheese, you're right, it shouldn't be a problem. Hachamayaskinan de kaboy la likimcha. You're buying it for, actually, for the milk itself, for the cream. Avinishkul mine kol ivinekum. So why don't you just take a little test part and try to make a curdle, see if it works? The answer is Kevin of Atar Nami Ikani Subita Lokaimi. Even in kosher milk, there's some cream, there's some pieces that don't curdle. Lake of the Makeum a lot of milk, therefore there's no way to tell. And everything would have a little bit that doesn't curdle. You buy Tema, another way to take a look at it is Afilu Tema the Kaboy Laligvina. Even if you wanted it for Gvina, Ika Dekoi Baini Atfi. There's always a little bit of whey that that's in the pieces of the cheese. And that's liquid. So therefore, again, there's no way to tell. Okay, v'hapat, I'm of Kahanam Rabbi Yochanan, pot lo hutra b'veitin. Says, pot was never permitted in beitin. What that makes it sound like is that there were voices to be mater pot, but it didn't make it to beitin. So michlal de'ikam an deshari, so somebody was mater in. Yes, t'chiyat Rav Dimi Amar, Rav Dimi brought this report that goes well before his times, to the times of Rebbe. He says, "Pamachad yatzar Rabbi Lisadeh." He went out to the field. Pat purani ma'afeseah, and this non-Jew brought him beautiful big bread. Amar Rabbi, "Kamana apatzu." He says, "What a beautiful loaf!" Maru chachamim osra. Why did the chachamim ban it? Amaru chachamim. What do you mean? Mishum chatanut. We know why, because it's to divide, keep us from social interaction. Which now is, we understand why pat is a problem. Chalav was a different problem. Alamaru chachamim osra b'sadeh. What he was really asking was, why did the chachamim ban eating it when you're on your own out in the field, not in somebody's house where you might interact and ultimately create family bonds? So the Kisvurinam, when the people heard this, they thought it to Rebbe Apat, that Rebbe was Matirpat, Velohi. Rebbe Lohi Tirtavat. Rebbe wasn't Matirpat. He was just wondering why the Xero was there. That was version one of the story. Rabbi Yosef, Item, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar, Lo Kacha Yamase. So either Rav Yosef or Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, that's not how it went. Alamru, this is what happened. Pamachad Alach Rebbe L'makom Achad V'ra'apat Tachuk L'talmidim. Had the opposite thing. Rebbe went to a place and he saw that the students had very little bread. Amar Rebbe, ein kan palter, isn't there a baker here in town? Kisvrina am lomar palter oved kochavim. So the people thought he meant, isn't there a non-Jewish baker you can buy from? Vulamar ala patah Yisrael. All he meant was a Jewish baker. In other words, they misunderstood him. So in other words, in either version of the story, Rebbe had some exclamation that could have been interpreted as saying that bread should not be asur or as asur in all these circumstances. And that's what the people thought it to mean, but that wasn't what he was saying. So even according to those who interpreted as saying that he was willing to buy from a baker who's an Oved Kochavim, that's only if there's no Jewish baker around. Welcome to Ika Palter Yisrael, but if you can buy from a Jewish baker, there's no heter to buy from a non-Jewish baker. Now, for Yochanan Amar, Afilaman Damar Paltar Oved Kochavim, said even according to the one who says you can buy from him, Hanimili Basadeh, that's only if you're out in the field, meaning away from everybody. Haval Be'ir Lo, not in the city. Why? Mishum Chatanut, because that will create family bonds, you can eat their bread together, etc. And we end this piece with a story. Aivu have a manchit v'achil pat abe mitzri. Aivu would take bread and chomp it up, chomp on it, and eat pieces when he was sitting out on the boundaries of fields, meaning he was out in the field. Amar lohu Rav Rava said, Vitemer Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak lo tishto minei da aivu. Don't talk about aivu, de ka'achel lachman amar. He's eating goyish bread. In other words, even though that was really the bound, the edge, shall we say, of the Isser, because he was doing it and flaunting the common custom, they stayed away from it. Okay, Vashemen Shalahan. We said Shemen was Asur, and then Rebbe was Matir. Shemen, what's the reason it was banned? Rav Amar Daniel Gazar Alav. It's a Gzerah that goes back to Daniel, Ish Chamudot, who served in Nebuchadnezzar's court. Shmuel Amar, Zlifatan Shal Kelim Tmeim Osartan. That's not the problem. The problem is that they keep it in Kelim that are Tamei, and because the stuff in the Kelim seeps into the Shemen, that's why it's a problem. Meaning, it's not some sort of a ban or a protection. It's simply because there's the non-kosher food mixed in. So, Ata Kuli Alma Ochle Taharot. You know what? Everybody else eats Taharot. That we're going to ban this because it's Tamei, a status of ritual Tuma. Elos Levatan Shokim Asurim Osartan. Don't say because the Kelim are Tamei, but because the Kelim are Asur. In other words, there's Nevela. Kelim that have Macholot Asurot into the walls, and that seeps into the Shemen. Now, Amar Le Shmuel Rav. So now Shmuel turned to Rav and tried to prove his point. According to me, who says it was a consideration of the food. He came from Eretz Yisrael and said, Darash Rabbi Simlai ben Nitzibin. In Nitzibin, in Iraq, Rabbi Simlai taught the following lesson. Shemen Rabbi Yehuda uveitino. Rabbi Yehuda means Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Uveitino nimnu ala vitiru. They made took a poll and they voted and they were matter it. Now, according to me, that works. Meaning in our Mishnah, when Rabbi was matter, Kasavar, noten tam lifgam mutar. The issue here was something that we call natlat, noten tam lifgam. Meaning that when something is in a kli and it's there for more than 24 hours, any taste that it exudes back into the food is going to be a rotten taste, not a good taste, not a helpful taste. And therefore, if Rabbi holds such a taste as mutar, then, which by the way, the halacha, natlat mutar, in many cases, and therefore the shemen should now be mutar, because the original reason for it was based on that lapasur. Ella ledidachta amar Daniel Gazar ala, but according to you, Rav, who says that it was a historical gzeira, Daniel Gazar vata Rabbi Yehuda Nasi vatale, how could Rabbi Yehuda Nasi overturn and repeal a gzeira of Daniel? But none, the famous Mishnah in Eduyot says, Ein betin yachol avatel divrei betin chavero, ella imken gadol himenu b'chachmav minyan. No Beit Din may repeal or overturn an earlier ruling of a Beit Din unless it's greater in both number and wisdom. And, of course, who's going to say that they are a greater Beit Din both in numbers and in wisdom than the earlier Beit Din? Think about this. If the earlier Beit Din was strong and powerful enough and had such a reputation that the Gzeirot stuck, then nobody's going to come along and say we're better. Now, Amrale, what did Rav say back to Shmuel? Simloi Ludo'a Ka'amart, you're quoting Simloi, Rav Simloi from Lud. Shani Ludo'i the Mazalzalu. The people in Lod are Mazalzal and things to Rabbanan. He probably didn't transmit the story very well. And Rav said, you know what? Maybe Rabbi Yudanasi wasn't Matur. Malay, Eshlachle? Should I send him a message and ask him? Now somebody showed him read it. Should I send a message and tell him what you said? And the other one, should I send a message and ask him if this is true? Ichsif. What did Rav do? He got embarrassed because, all right, it was not nice. So Amar Rav, but Rav then counters. Im heim lo darshu. So if indeed in earlier days they didn't darshan the pasuk from Daniel, ana lo darshina, does that mean we can't? Fakti, what does it say in Daniel? Daniel, when he's a young lad, ends up at the Babylonian court, he accepted upon himself to be a vegetarian, not to eat non-kosher food. Vayasim Daniel al libo, he took it on his heart, meaning he accepted. Asher lo yitga'el bepat bag hamelech. He won't eat the bread of the king, uvayayin mishtav, or the wine of his drinks. Mishtei mishtav ketuvah darbeh. There's two drinks there. Mishtav is plural. Echad mishtei yayin, v'echad mishtei shemen. By the way, pshat in the pasuk is, yayin mishtav means the wine from any of his feasts. Right? But the way we're reading it is, two liquids, wine and oil. Right? So now Rav Savar, and by the way, Shmuel agrees that pasuk says that, I mean, and that's what it means. Rav Savar Ali Bosam L'chol Yisrael Harai means he took it to his own heart and then he ruled for all of Israel and made a gzerah. Shmuel Savar Ali Bosam L'chol Yisrael Lohoda Lohora. That he took upon his heart for himself, but he himself kept the practice, but he didn't tell anybody else what to do, and he did not issue a proclamation. Now, let's go back. Rashem and Daniel Gazar. Does it really go to Daniel? Rabali Avimi no Ta'am Ishmei de Rav. We have a tradition that goes back to Rav. Pitan v'shamnan yenan uvnotehan. Those four gzerot. Patakum, shemanakum, yayin, stam yayin, and benotehan. Stam yayin meaning when we know there's no yayin nesach involved, and benotehan. We'll have to see what that means. Kulan mishmona asar davarhan. The Mishnah in Shabbat, Mishnah Perak Aleph, Mishnah Hey, the Dalit, says that there were 18 gzerot that Beit Shammai made in one setting, and the Gemara fills in the blanks, that they got their chachamim together, and they outnumbered Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, and they closed the doors, and they took a vote, and they pushed 18 pieces of legislation across, and four of them are pat, shem, and yayin, and benot akum. We'll have to see what benot akum means, but the other three are not to eat them. So this is much later than Daniel. So maybe you'll argue, ata Daniel, gozer v'lo kibel, that Daniel made the gzera, and nobody accepted it. And then they came along and were gozer, and accepted it. Then what's Rav saying when he says Daniel was gozer? It doesn't mean anything. If he goes all you want, if people don't accept it, it doesn't mean anything. Ella, we have to fix as follows. Daniel gazar alav ba'ir. Daniel made the gzera. When you're in a place of social interaction with non-Jews, you have to avoid those things. And then, even out in the field, meaning anywhere, you can't eat this stuff. But wait a second, now let's talk internally. You got Beit Shammai making a gzera against Shemin. And five generations later, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is matir it. How can you do that? Same problem. He disagrees. He says the Beit Din can overturn an earlier Beit Din ruling, except for the famous 18 things, of which this is one of them. Even if Eliyahu comes, we don't listen to him. So Rosh Hashanah, my time, he said, I'll tell you why this worked. Because what's the reason these 18 things are so unique? Ho'ilu pashat yisurim b'chol Yisrael. Everybody accepts these yisurim. Whatever the 18 are, they accept their yisurim. Shemen lo pashat yisurim b'chol Yisrael. But the exer of Shemen just didn't take hold among Rov Yisrael. Roshua bar Abba Amr b'yochanan, Yashua b'tenu vadku al Shemen shelo pashat yisurim b'rov Yisrael. They actually checked. They did a check out in the population, and people were not careful about it. They didn't accept the exer. These great two great Tanaim who said, we don't make a gzirah on the tzibur unless a majority of the tzibur can fulfill it, and the best evidence that they can't is that they aren't. What's the pasuk that supports this notion? This is what Hashem says to the people in Malachi about the way that they're mistreating the Mikdash. You are cursed in the cursed. What does that mean? That and you are stealing from me the whole nation. So how do we put this? The Meira is a curse, an imprecation. Ika goy kulo ini lolo, meaning if only if the whole nation buys into it, then it's really a curse. If not, not. Okay, so that's the answer to that. Now let's look back at that statement. Gufa amar bali amar avimi tota mishmei derat. Pitan v'shinan yenan uvnotehan. Those four gzerot, kulam mishmona asei devarin. Now, benotehan mahi, what do you mean benotehan? What is it about the girls? Nachman Yitzhak, take one is, gazru al benotehan nidot me'arisatan. Marisutan. They made a gzera that these girls are nidot from the minute they're born. Girls, of non-Jewish girls, the minute they're born are nidot, even though, of course, really, midoraita, they're never nidot. Now, Ugeneva Mishmei Duravamar, he had a different take. Kulan Mishum Avodah Kochavim Gazru Bahen. All four gzerot are because of Avodah Zara. Dechiat Rav Acha Bar Acha Rav Yitzchak Gazru Al Pitan Mishum Shamnan. Let's go in a sequence. They made a gzerot not to eat their bread because you might come and eat their, drink their oil, use their oil. Why is Shaman stronger than pot? Al Pitan Mishum Nan Mishum Nan. Pot and Shaman are together. That gzera was to keep their way from their wine. And the wine is because of benotehan. Benotehan is because of some other thing. We'll see what it is. And there's yet another thing that's a concern. Those two things will be the beginning of the next podcast's discussion. But in the meantime, benotehan, wait a second. If you think that means, benotehan means to marry their daughters, that's an issur doraita. That's not a gzera. Not allowed to marry them. The nations who are in the land. De'oraita, shiva umot. The answer is that mi de'oraita, that's only the seven nations, Kanani, Prizi, etc. Aval shar de kochavim lo. But Sudanese and Greek, etc., they're not in that. And oh, so the gzerah here is against marrying other girls from other nations.
The next pasuk in the Torah, is
he's going to turn your son away from me, ostensibly because your son will marry his daughter and go away. But the way that we read it halachically is actually because your daughter will marry one of them and have a child, and that child will be taken away. So that, in any case, the rabot call him a sirot. That's pasuk is there to include anyone who would turn them away, meaning any other nation. So marrying intermarriage of any sort is an isur doraita. So ma'ikal lememra. So what could the gzera be? A doraita ishut der chatanut. Mi doraita, the prohibition is marriage. To inu gazra filu der chnut, and they made gzera against even just sleeping together, having sex without marriage. Znut nami veitin oshel shem gazru. But that's a much older gzera that goes to pre-Torah time. When Yehuda thought that Tamar had an affair outside of the context of her Yibum relationship and obligation, he said she's Chayav Mita. So that was an earlier Gzeira. Ella Da'oraita, we call him Baal Bat Yisrael. Mi Da'oraita, it's if a non-Jew has Bia with a Bat Yisrael. Damashcha Batre, because he'll then pull her into his life. Halva Yisrael, a Baal over to Kochavim Lo, but if a Jew has sex with a non-Jewish woman, then that's not covered by the Gzeira of Shame or by the Da'oraita. So the Talmidei Shammai, the Benotayan, was that not to have relations even in that way. Yisrael abal vered kochavim. Wait a second. Halacha Moshe Sinai. That's much older than Beit Shammai. That goes back to Pinchas. If somebody has bia with a non-Jewish woman, then you could actually kill him on the spot. That's the Pinchas story. The answer is Ella de Oraita Farhesia. Yes, that's only if it's happening publicly because the Chil Hashem involved. Just like the story with Zimri. Came along and made the gzera, even if you do it discreetly. Even that was a gzera that predates the Beit Shammai by about 100 years. He said, you're chayav because you will perhaps end up violating Nida, or and Shifcha, and Goya, and Eshet Ish. He said, he's not the concern, but you may end up, if you're a Kohen, violating Zona. So they made a Gzeirah against this. So even Derech Znut, even when it's the Jewish guy and the non-Jewish woman, already Beit in Chashmonai. The answer is, Kiz Gaz, Beit in Chashmonai, Bia. Yeah, their Gzeirah was against Bia. Hava Yichud Lo, to be alone in seclusion, that they didn't make such a Gzeirah. So Inu Gazer Afilu Yichud. So then, Talmidei Shammai, that's what Benotein is. Benotein is a prohibition against being alone with this non-Jewish woman. Yichud Nami Beitin Oshel David Gazru. Yichud is an old exer also, goes back to David. Yehuda, Be'otah Sha'a, at that point, when after Amnon raped his sort of sister Tamar, Gazru al Yichud. That's when David made the exer on Yichud. So Amri Hatam Yichud about Yisrael. That's only having Yichud with a Jewish woman. Yichud Avad Kochavim Lo. Non-Jewish women aren't covered in that. Atu Inu Gazer Filu Yichud Avad Kochavim. So that's what they extend. So wait, Yichud about Yisrael, Doraita Hu. How can you say David made the Gzera against Yichud about Yisrael? Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Mishum Min Yotzadak, Remez the Yichud Min HaTorah Minai. And how do we know Yichud Min HaTorah? Shenamar, we had this in the fourth parak of Kiddushin, Ki Sidcha, Achicha Ben Imecha, the Dean of Mesi, somebody who's trying to seduce somebody else to do Avodah Zarah, it says, Achicha Ben Imecha. Why does it Ben Imecha? Achicha Ben Emesit Ben Amin Osit, only your mother's son, but not your father's son to be Mesid? Why does it say it that way? Is there to tell you a son could be alone with his mother? He's the only heir that can be alone, meaning Yichud is alluded to already in that Pasuk. So the answer is you're right. Yichud doraita de Eshedish. Mi doraita, the prohibition of Yichud is Eshedish. Vata David goes Arfil Yichud de Pnuya, meaning of a Bat Yisrael. You can't be alone with an unmarried Bat Yisrael. And Beit Shammai then extended the Gzeirah to Yichud with an Ovedet Kochavim, married or not. What we're going to pick up in the next podcast is the Mishum Davar Acher, Mishum Davar Acher, and that will take us to the end of this particular analysis. In the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.